Welcome to the second part of today's Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and in this segment, I will be talking to Dr. Mark Ware, Associate Professor in the Department of Family Medicine and serves as Director of the Interdisciplinary Allen Edwards Pain Management Unit at the Montreal General Hospital. He will be talking about a recent national cannabis survey from Statistics Canada. We will start this segment with a song called Cracks in the Finish by Shred Kelly. Right after the song, we will hear the interview, so please stay tuned.
Shake a fist at the clouds and I yell at myself, as if someone is listening. Walk a line, stand me up, pull the carpet out, and I love you for it. Can't help but hang my head. In a flash, we can fix it. Our love is far from dead, just cracks in the finish. Sun to moon, put my life in an hourglass, and it falls to the bottom. Hit rewind and eject, I can barely move. Or maybe I don't wanna. We've run 1,000 miles for the stars in the distance.
Segment, I will be talking with Dr. Mark Ware. He's an associate professor in the Department of Family Medicine and serves as director of the Interdisciplinary Allen Edwards Pain Management Unit at the Montreal General Hospital. His research interests include evaluating the safety and efficacy of novel approaches to pain management, such as cannabis and music. He has advised the Canadian government on medical cannabis policy since 2001, and in 2016 he served as the vice chair of the Federal Task Force on the Legalization and Regulation of Cannabis in Canada. He's going to be talking to us about a national cannabis survey that came out recently. New data show that in 2023, 5 years after non-medicinal cannabis use was legalized, over one-third of younger adults aged 18 to 44 years and 1 in 7 adults aged 45 years and older had used cannabis in the previous 12 months. The National Cannabis Survey is used to understand cannabis use and purchasing patterns in Canada, its impact on the economy, and to inform evidence-based national and provincial strategies, policies, and programs. Next up, we welcome Dr. Mark Ware.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM, and today we welcome Dr. Mark Ware on the Townships at 12. Now, new data in 2023 showed that non-medicinal cannabis use was legalized. It's been, I guess, 6 years now, or five and a half?
It's been 5 years. October 2018 was when Canada legalized the non-medical use of cannabis for adults.
Okay. This study found that one-third of younger adults aged 18 to 44 years and one in seven adults aged 45 years and older had used cannabis in the previous 12 months. So what do you think of this, or what do you think of this trend?
Well, I like that they refer to people aged 18 to 44 as younger. So I think that's going to give some people some pause to think that they're still young. It is a big age range. To suggest that one-third of people aged 18 to 44 have used cannabis in the past year, I guess is not surprising. We've seen data over the last few years that's a bit more granular, sort of 18 to 24 and 24 to 40, like different breakdowns suggesting that this is about right. So what I guess puzzles me is this release comes from Health Canada, but it's not helping us understand, well, is this going up? Is this going down? Is this staying the same? I think the interest in legalizing adult use cannabis in 2018 was, can we, you know, it remove the illicit market from the equation, set up a system where there are legal, safe supplies of cannabis legally that people who choose to use cannabis can go and purchase. And I guess the question that's not answered with this survey, well, does this number suggest that people are using cannabis more or less than they were before legalization? We don't know.
Okay, that's a good question. And what experience do you have? Is the people using cannabis more? It doesn't say for medical use or?
Again, we don't know. From this recent study that's been released, it doesn't give us an indication as to the reason why people use cannabis. We know that chronic pain, sleep issues, sometimes mood disorders are frequent reasons why people say that they use cannabis as a way to try to help manage some of these things. But it's certainly not the only reason, and sometimes it's a combination of things. This study doesn't really help us understand why they're using cannabis in this way. It also doesn't help us understand how much they're using. So it talks about, you know, frequency of use or use within the last month, use within the last year. But a really important question when you're talking about potential risks is how much are people using? And again, this data doesn't help us get to that question of how much are people using.
Okay, so it's a really an incomplete research finding then, I guess.
Yeah, I think it stops short of being particularly useful. It's going to grab some headlines because obviously, you know, a third of people under 44 using cannabis is going to create a bit of an interest. But the pattern to me is what's important. In the 5 years since we legalized, does that mean the number's going up or going down? They do break it down a little further in the study and suggest that 38.4% of adults between 18 to 24 have used cannabis in the past 12 months, and that 34% from 25 to 44. So it's a kind of a similar number between, you know, 18 to 24 and 24 to 45. But is that number increasing or decreasing? One of the big concerns with legalization was you're going to make cannabis available easily on, you know, high streets, and I'm sure people listening know where the local cannabis store is by now. It's really become part of our society. But does that mean people are turning to cannabis more than alcohol, say? Are they using it more than tobacco? Are they using it less than before because it's not illegal and therefore it's not somehow, you know, sort of sexy to do anymore? These are the patterns of change that we need to see going forward.
Okay. Now, this would be people obtaining their cannabis legally. Is that correct? The study would be based on that?
Correct.
Okay. So we don't really know how many are using illegal drugs, illegal cannabis.
They do go some way to trying to understand how many people are buying it from the licit supply. So there are more than 3,000 stores in Canada now legally operating to sell cannabis So about 7 out of 10 of the people in this survey said that they were buying it exclusively from legal sources, which clearly was impossible in before October 2018. So that's a significant number of people who are now purchasing cannabis legally. Of course, again, the question is, well, were these people already using cannabis and were buying it illegally before, or are these people who weren't prior users now buying legally? Again, these patterns of change, we don't know, but 70% of people buying it from a legal store, that's a pretty significant dent in the illicit market.
Okay. Now, you've advised the Canadian government on medical cannabis policy since 2001, and in 2016, you served as the vice chair of the Federal Task Force on the Legalization and Regulation of Cannabis in Canada. Can you tell us a bit about your experience doing this?
It was a tremendous experience and certainly an opportunity to talk to a great many people from a great many backgrounds about the challenges with legalizing cannabis in Canada. And you have to recall that Canada was the second country in the world to do this and the first G7 country to legalize recreational cannabis use. So it was a massive impact. But one of the most important pieces of one of the most important recommendations that came out from the task force report was the importance of tracking cannabis use patterns over time so that you could see and monitor the impact of legalization on youth use rates, on crime rates, on problematic use rates. So this is where studies like this come some way to helping us answer it. But we really need a lot more granular information to be able to see how is legalization changing the patterns of cannabis use in Canada, and are these changes showing signs that things are getting better, or should we be looking for ways to try to address things that seem to be going wrong?
Okay, so basically we need some more studies then. Do you have any other studies?
I work mostly in the medicinal side, so most of what we do is track patients' use and try to understand whether use is associated with any important safety outcomes or what is it that helps people use cannabis safely and effectively for their pain management. But tracking population-level data is much more the responsibility of public health and epidemiology contacts and colleagues. But I think this kind of study opens the door to realizing why this information is so important and why we need to keep going.
Okay, it does, definitely. Is there an increase in people using cannabis for medical reasons?
That's a good question. Again, prior to 2018, the only way people could access cannabis in Canada legally was if they had an authorization to possess, and that meant having a medical authorization. So technically, prior to 2018, the only way you could have cannabis legally was if you were using it for medical purposes. One of the big questions once cannabis was legalized was, would that mean people no longer needed to go to their doctor to get an authorization now that they could just go and purchase it legally? And again, 5 years after legalization, we're starting to see patterns, and it doesn't come from the study that was released this week, but we know from earlier research that there has been a small reduction in the number of patients going to see doctors to register for medical licenses, but it certainly hasn't gone away. And there are still 250,000 patients in Canada using cannabis for medicinal purposes, even though it's legal to purchase for non-medical purposes. So it's gone down, but it hasn't gone away.
Okay. Do you have any statistics as far as different provinces go?
I don't have them at my fingertips.
Do you have any idea of which provinces have more people using cannabis for medicinal reasons?
I don't. It does vary. And I don't have the data at my fingertips to be able to cite it. But there are differences in use of alcohol, tobacco, prescription drugs across the country. So different provinces definitely have different behavioral patterns. And cannabis, I would expect to be no different, but I can't cite figures specifically saying where Quebec is. Quebec was always one of the lower opioid-using populations when we were looking at opioid use. And I suspect that cannabis use is somewhat lower in Quebec as it is compared to the rest of the country, but I don't have numbers on that offhand.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, but I think it's just important to, you know, these figures that come out are important to put into context. I think it's important to know that cannabis was being used by Canadians before legalization. It continues to be used after legalization. What's important from a public health standpoint is how much of that use is problematic and, you know, causing harm to people or to the rest of society, and how much of it is being done in a safe and responsible way. I think these are fundamental questions that we need to try and get to over time.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much, Dr. Ware, and all the best on your research.
Thanks for having me on.
I've seen the devil down Sunset in every place, in every face.
Like she don't want the limelight, but if you knew it, she lives a lie. She calls a paparazzi, then she acts surprised. Oh, oh, I know what she needs. She just wants the fame. I know what she thinks. Give a little taste, running back to me. Put it in the face, pray her soul to keep. Ooh, ooh, every night she breaks to the sky. Is all she ever wants is begging on her knees to be popular. That's her dream, to be popular. Kill anyone to be popular. Sell her soul to be popular. Popular, just to be popular. Everybody scream cause she popular. She mainstream cause she popular. Never be free cause she popular.
Money on top of me, money on top of her. Money on top of me, money on top of her. Daddy for me cause you know I'm popular.
I know that you see me. Time's gone by. Spend my whole life running from your flashing lights. Try to own it, but I'm alright. You can't take my soul without a fight.
Oh, 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 I know what she needs. She just wants the fame. I know what she thinks. Give a little taste, running back to me. Put it in the face, pay yourself to keep. Ooh, ooh, every night she breaks to the sky. Flashing lights is all she ever wants is
begging on her knees to be popular. That's her dream, to be popular. Kill anyone to be popular. Sell her soul to be popular.
Popular,
just to be popular. Everybody scream cause she popular. She mainstream cause she popular. Be free cause she popular.
Money on top of me, money on top of her. Money on top of me, money on top of her. Shawty for me cause you know I'm popular. Shawty for me cause you know I'm popular. Money on top of me, money on top of her. Money on top of me, money on top of her. Shawty for me cause you know I'm popular. Shawty for me cause you know I'm popular.
I'm getting money, I'm keeping it. I'm getting cash, I'm keeping it.
Money on top of me, money on top of her.
Shawty for me cause
you know I'm popular.
Popular, born to be popular. She ain't got 20 mil but she run it up. She can never be broke cause she popular. Turn the webcam off for the followers.
Faking on her knees to be popular. That's her dream, to be popular. Kill anyone to be popular. Sell her soul to be popular.
Popular,
just to be popular. Everybody scream cause she popular. She mainstream cause she popular.
We just heard a song. It's called Popular. It's by The Weeknd, Playboi Carti, and Madonna. Next up, some health news here on the Townships at 12. Lead is a natural metal found in the ground. Humans have been using it for millennia. From the pipes that the ancient Romans used to deliver water to their cities, to its more modern past use as an additive in paint and gasoline. But it's only in recent decades that we've realized the danger it poses to our health. Children in particular. Lead poisoning can result in brain and kidney damage, harm our reproductive systems, and can cause learning and behavioral problems in children. Still, some products manufactured today do contain lead.
While Canada has strict restrictions on how much lead can be contained in these products, other countries may not have the same regulations. So be wary if you're buying cosmetics, jewelry, toys, crystalware, dishware, or glazed ceramic cookware from abroad and only consume foods that have been legally imported into the country. Learn more about the impacts of lead and how to protect your family at canada.ca/healthy-home. And that's some news from newscanada.com. That's our health news for today.
Sense of humor, and I'm waiting on you, boy. Picking me up in your daddy's truck. I bet all my money you're already fucked up. Every red light while we hooking up, I wonder.
Charlotte Cardin, and the song is called How High. I want to thank my guest today, Debbie Bishop, Interim Executive Director of the Lennoxville and District Women's Center, and her colleague, Charity McNally-Kerrigan, the support facilitator for parents and children. And from the second part of my show today, Dr. Mark Ware, Associate Professor in the Department of Family Medicine and Director of the Interdisciplinary Allen Edwards Pain Management Unit at the Montreal General Hospital. We will close the show today with a song called I Remember Everything by Zach Bryan, featuring Casey Musgraves. Thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.
Rotgut whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach towel dress on the drying line. Do I remind you of your daddy in his 88 Ford? driver door hanging out the passenger door. The sand from your hair is blowing in my eyes. Blame it on the beach, grown men don't cry. Do you remember that beat down basement couch? I'd sing you my love songs and you'd tell me about how your mama ran off and pawned her ring. I remember everything. A cold shoulder, a closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you.
You're drinking everything to ease your mind. You're like concrete feet in the summer heat. It burns like hell when two souls meet. No, you'll never be the man that you always swore. But I remember you singing in that 88 Ford. A cold shoulder, a closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words. Come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you.
Cold shoulder, closing time, you were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you. A rod gut of whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach towel dress on the drying line. Do I remind you of your daddy in my 88 Ford? Labrador hanging out the passenger door.